The contribution of N-rich stars to the galactic stellar halo using apogee red giants, by Danny Horter et al. The contribution of dissolved globular clusters, GCs, to the stellar content of the galactic halo is a key constraint on models for GC formation and destruction, and the mass assembly history of the Milky Way. Earlier results from Apogee pointed to a large contribution of destroyed GCs to the stellar content of the inner halo, by as much as 25%, which is an order of magnitude larger than previous estimates for more distant regions of the halo. We set out to measure the ratio between N-rich and normal halo field stars, as a function of distance, by performing density modeling of halo field populations in Apogee DR16. Our results show that at 1.5 kpc from the galactic center, N-rich stars contribute a much higher 16.8 carat plus 10.0 to 7.0% fraction to the total stellar halo mass budget than the 2.7 carat plus 1.0 to 0.8% ratio contributed at 10 kpc. Under the assumption that N-rich stars are former GC members that now reside in the stellar halo field, and assuming the ratio between first and second population GC stars being 1 to 2, we estimate a total contribution from disrupted GC stars of the order of 27.5 carat plus 15.4 to 11.5% at R equals 1.5 kpc and 4.2 carat plus 1.5 to 1.3% at R equals 10 kpc. Furthermore, since our methodology requires fitting a density model to the stellar halo, we integrate such density within a spherical shell from 1.5 to 15 kpc in radius, and find a total stellar mass arising from dissolved and or evaporated GCs of MGC, total equals 9.6 carat plus 4.0 to 2.6 times 10 to the 7 M sun. This was the contribution of N-rich stars to the galactic stellar halo using apogee red giants, by Danny Horter et al.